Okay, so today, the 20th of July, we have Jessica as our guest speaker, and she's going to talk on the subject of.
Yes, so Jeff asked me to speak about the paragraph on page 25, our great fact. So we'll be seeing where we go with that.
Okay, you have the floor. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, Andy, and everyone for being here. I just love this meeting. And welcome, Hillary, and to any of our newcomers today. We're so glad you're with us. I am Jessica. I'm a compulsive overeater and a chaos creator. And if that's a new term to anybody, it's basically just our Big Book Awakening community's term for an Al-Anon adult child codependent. For me, most recently, I see it as me being a compulsive self-reliant. So when fear, when life comes at me, I compulsively pick up self without God and react from that place. And that's my ultimate chaos creation when I'm relying on myself to be the power in my life. I feel so moved by this paragraph in this moment. I think when I was taken through the work most recently, I was guided to look at the facts. You know, this is a fact-facing, fact-finding mission. And so to be able to sit on this side of the work and read the great fact, you know, because I have a lot of facts in my life that I've held on to and stories I've made up about these facts. But here I'm promised this great fact. And for anybody that wants to follow along, we're on the middle, towards the end of page 25 in our big book of Alcoholics Anonymous. So it says, the great fact is just this and nothing less. And right away, it's like, this is what will happen to me, not by me. I don't have to force this. I don't have to make it happen. This is what will happen to me if I stay here, if I concede to stay and let this work pour over me. And just this reminder that nothing less than this great fact will change me. I've tried a lot of less, you know, a lot of bypasses. In the food, diets, but even more so, these behavior control programs that I put on myself. Nothing less than this great fact is going to save me, is going to create the life that God intended for me. And this fact is that we have had deep and effective spiritual experiences. So this deep and effective, I have to have something that's deep and effective. And I was given this consideration of effective. I've been seeking an effect my whole life through food, through people, through how I show up, through excitement, whatever that is. And here is this program that actually is the greatest effect of all. It has the greatest effect on my spiritual sobriety, on my life, and it's deep. I think of like a deep tissue massage. And it's supposed to move me. You know, this work is meant to hurt a little bit. You know, it's not supposed to be easy and comfortable. I'm not seeking ease and comfort here when I'm in the steps. I need movement. I need to be a little sore, you know, like I need to be uncomfortable here for this to be effective, for God to take me further. I need to not play it safe. I need to be let out. And all of that has to happen to me for these spiritual experiences, plural. You know, it's not just one. I love that we're promised many experiences, and I don't have to create them. I don't know what they're going to be. And oftentimes, I don't know it's happened until after the fact. And these experiences will revolutionize my whole attitude towards life, towards my fellows, and towards God's universe. So do I need a revolution? I come in here needing to be changed and not having the power to pull that off. You know, I need a revolution. God's going to change my whole attitude, the settled way of thinking. That's how I see attitude now. I, all my life, get a better attitude, you know, adjust your attitude. Like, oh, I hear that. Gosh, I need to get a better attitude about that. If only I had a better attitude. And it's like, I cannot change this settled way of thinking that is so in me. But I can sit here and tell you that God has changed that in me. You know, this attitude of fear. What was my settled way of thinking? That I had to self-protect. I had to self-will. I had to pull myself up. You know, I had to figure it out and have it all together. Those were my codes and morals. That was my ideal, settled in my bones. I couldn't rely on my thinking to get me out of that. I didn't want to be that way. Just like with food, I didn't want to overeat. You know, I didn't want that, but I couldn't do it on my own. And so that's where this revolution needs to come in, this spiritual revolution that just stirs it all up. It gets deep down. It takes me further. And it's in every part of my life. You know, it's how I relate to people out there. It's this revolution in my relationships. This revolution in what I think God can do for me. It all gets upturned. It's so much better than I ever could have thought. This fact that our lives, of our lives today, so the central fact, I need to be brought back to the center of this fact, if nothing else, that today, with absolute certainty, that our Creator has entered our hearts and lives in a way which is indeed miraculous. So for how many years have I searched for certainty? Like, everything I did was wanting to produce the effect of certainty. I would certainly be okay. I would certainly never be alone. I would certainly always be accepted. And here is this certainty, this absoluteness, that our Creator, I am not my creator of experiences. I don't have to create the moments that come into my life anymore. You know, that is not my job. I have a creator that brings me these moments. And since that creator is in my heart, I have consciousness of that. I get to invite God into my life. This is heart work. You know, a lot of my work has been from moving down to from my head to my heart, living from that space. And I think for me that it's not that God has not always been there. It's not that I used to think God has come, you know, God is finally here. I think there was just too much of me in small me, you know, not my true me that's always going to be there in my essence, but this me that clouded out my ability to experience this God in my heart. You know, I didn't give it a shot to take care of me. I interfered. The fear propelled me to jump ahead and not let God be my creator and take care of me. And that it's alive. You know, it lives. It lives. This creator lives in my heart. It's flourishing. It's growing. It's alive and well. It takes care of me. I think that it progresses. Every day I see more of God in places I never would have expected. I see God in the pain. I see God in the uncertainty. You know, that's life. It's like the blooming of things in my heart. That's where this creator has planted in me and expanded my heart to the awareness of God. In our spiritual experience, there's a line in there that says something about how the awareness of a power greater than ourself is the essence of a spiritual experience. Just the awareness of it. You know, that's the essence of the spiritual experience. Am I awake today to the great fact that there is a power greater than me? You know, that can really take care of every aspect of my life and is. And that I don't know when I'm being taken care of. I don't have to know. I don't have to produce a result. In this way that is indeed miraculous, I heard someone saying that a miracle is a shift in thinking. And for me, I can't go to just thinking. It's got to be the being, a shift in living. And it's a shift from fear to love. So anything I look at in the world that I used to look at from fear, even the most beautiful things in my life, watching my daughter sleep at night and having that moment of, oh, what if something happens to them? You know, like that's true for me. Oh gosh, what if, you know, all the what ifs. And it's the miracle is walking into their room now and having that gaze of love. I am so grateful for this moment where I am connected to them in love. You know, that's a miracle. I can now see that these little miracles are all around me because of this work. I don't have to live in bondage of fear. You know, I can have God break the chains of fear that hold me down and have held me back. I cannot do that myself. I didn't want to be afraid. You know, I did not want to live afraid. And I would get down on myself for not being braver. Why can't I be more loving? You know, all those things. And this work has shown me, no, this is the best you could have done on your own power. On my own power, I show up with eyes of fear. And then this miracle happens, and I have this perspective of love, no matter what life looks like. One of the most miraculous things, just talking about this love foundation, is in my marriage. So last night, my husband, I could just tell he was a little off and distracted, and he came and I was like, what's wrong? And, you know, he said, no, I don't want to bother you with it, you know. And historically with work, we don't talk about it because I had so much financial distress, lots of fear around that. I wanted him to be able to handle it all and, you know, always have enough, always have a roof over our heads, just all these absolutes. And instead, because of this work, he looked at me and I said, I would love for you to share with me what's going on. And he did. And he said, I'm having a lot of trouble with my partner at work, you know, and he had a lot of fear around it. And he went all the way to, I might need to change jobs. I don't know what the future's going to hold. All my phrases that old days I would have, the bottom would have dropped out and I wouldn't have slept. I would have come at him as like, well, you know, let's come up with a plan. And what are you going to do? What are you going to say? You know, this isn't acceptable. And what does this mean? And instead, I was able to just sit there and also not change myself, not force myself to be like, okay, be a loving wife, you know, be what he needs. It wasn't that controller fixer coming at me to like get myself in line. It was me listening to him and talking to God like, okay, what would you have me be here? And it's just, I got this, like, the only role here is just this present, loving witness of his journey. And just listen, you know, just connect. Like, that's the word that came. Ultimate connection here, this opportunity for connection. And that's a miracle. That little moment last night, he felt so held. And the thing is, I did too. You know, I wasn't faking this like false sense of I'm going to be afraid inside, but I'm going to pretend I'm really tough. I wasn't trying to solve his fear problem. And I also wasn't trying to solve mine. I was just like, God is here and can take care of all of this. And I can also not know what this means. I can also feel afraid because some fear came up this morning of this is uncomfortable. You know, I don't know what's going to happen. But these miracles happen when I'm able to let God bring me from fear to love, when I'm able to let this universe just awaken what's always been there without all these stories of something's going to happen to me and I better get it together before the bottom falls out. I get to experience this connection. You know, what is it like to be here in a husband and wife moment and just love each other? And not have any answers. You know, that's a new experience for me. That's the miracle, I mean. It's nothing drastic, but it's so big to me. It's so big. And the repercussions of it, you know, that he can wake up this morning and thank me for showing up for him. And I genuinely felt God showed up for me. You know, I was given this prayer by a fellow, and I use it all the time. And it's, God, teach me how to be with you so I can be with me, and then I can be with him, you know, in that situation. And that's what happened. I'm not looking at my own empty well to solve my own fear problem. I'm not trying to drum up something I don't have that's not mine to create, you know? I've undergone this profound alteration to life from our spiritual experience. This reaction is different. And I'm not depending on myself to react better. I'm not trying to pull this off on my own, because I knew I wanted a different reaction. But I couldn't get there. And the steps have cleared away the delusion that I should be able to pull this off. I think that's one of the biggest things too for me, is thinking I should be better. You know, like this self-acceptance is a miracle too. I no longer fear how I'm going to react in life. I can come at myself with love. You know, you're scared. This is kind of scary. I have a family, you know. Can you love that part? Can you accept that part? Tapping into this unexpected inner resource that was always there, but I didn't know I could use it. I didn't know the limitless expansion that was possible there, that there was something inside me, always with me, that if I just found this stillness within my heart, this great fact, this central fact that God is here to take care of me, always has been and always will be. And it's deep and it's hard and I get sore and it's new. You know, it's always a new experience for me relying on God, remembering that it's still so new, it's fresh. It's just such a leap of faith to let go, to be let go, you know, to be surrendered, to be awake. Because sometimes the pain is a lot. With the awakeness and the love, I feel more. You know, I'm awake to more. And it's not always a comfortable road. But I now have this process by which I can take this awakeness to. And it's such a better way to live. You know, there's so many more possibilities here. So this sentence, God has commenced to accomplish those things for us which we could never do by ourselves. And what I hear here is there's a different way in which things get accomplished. You know, I thought I pulled off a lot. You know, I thought, man, I've gotten a lot of good outcomes. And that's what kept me sick. Sometimes the outcomes would look good. Like, man, I accomplished that. But this morning, you know, my husband went in and I was like, maybe today will be better. You know, maybe today will be better. Open heart. And he texted me a few hours ago and said, I had a great conversation with my partner. We ended up hugging it out and things are resolved. And that doesn't always happen. And I was really shocked, actually. But the things that God can accomplish, that's the moment that was meant to be, you know? And I get to share this moment of love with my husband and didn't have to come at it with this false sense of power. He didn't need power from me in that moment, fake power, you know, superficial power. He didn't need that. What he needed was just a loving companion to sit there and listen and just not be alone in it. What I always thought people needed from me sucked me dry. And I didn't know where to get it and I didn't know where to go for it. And then I would get resentful at it. You know, you need too much from me. Can't you see how much I'm doing? I don't have any more to give. All that. And it's like, no, there's enough love here for everyone. There's enough love in this way of living, in this central fact, for me, for any moment that comes to me, there is a solution and there's enough love there to live in it. And it's nothing that I have to do other than stay open and willing and have God help me to be those things. You know, God, help me to stay open. Help me to be willing. On my own, sometimes the fear closes me up. The fear makes me unwilling and resistant, you know? And so I've got to lean into God for that. I'm scared here and I feel myself closing. On my own power, that's the best I can do. Will you keep me open so that I can have this moment that you created for me that will be worthwhile? And I don't have to know what it's going to be. I just know God's here. I know that in my bones. You know, I really, really know that. And a beautiful fellow asked me, maybe it was yesterday, a couple days ago, like something like, if experiencing God in this moment is the most important thing in your life, what else is there? You know, like, what else is there? This uncomfortable moment in fear with my husband, if experiencing God here is the central fact of my life, that's all I need to know. That's all I need to be open to. Because that's all it is, really. It's about, how can I experience the fullness of God right here, right now? And the rest of it just falls into place somehow. So I think I'll leave it there. Thank you guys so much for having me.
Thank you, Jessica. That was wonderful.